talking Colorado Mesa sports on Mav Day on the Jim Davis Show.
On the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the CMU men's wrestling team, Chuck Pfeiffer, with us. Good morning, Chuck.
Jim.
Thanks for coming on today, Chuck.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Your team went out to Louisville, Kentucky to the NWCA National Duels here recently. First time ever to go out there and compete in that at the Kentucky International Convention Center. Sixth place finish for the Mavs. So a good couple of days out there at Louisville for your Maverick wrestling team.
You know, we wrestled really well. I mean, you know, we had a good first win against Mercyhurst. Dominated the duel, really. And in fact, all the duels we won, we pretty much dominated. And then, losing to two teams that, number one ranked UCO, which is University of Central Oklahoma. And then we lost for fifth and sixth to McKendree, which is ranked number third in the country. So really, when you look at how it bracketed out, if you lose in the earlier round, the best that you can get is actually fifth. So you can't really work back and get third. But how it was bracketed, I thought we wrestled real well, you know, missing a few guys, which every team is with everything that's kind of going on right now. But, guys wrestled well, and it was really a fun event. I mean, I'm hoping that, CMU Wrestling can attend that every year, because it's really good to see that competition and wrestle those teams. Would have liked to seen St. Cloud. I think they're ranked number two, but that's just how it bracketed out. And the guys wrestled well and really responded right there after Christmas.
Yeah, a number of outstanding performances. Among them was Donnie Negus, who was named the Wrestler of the Week after competing at the duels in Louisville, Kentucky. He went 4-1. As I mentioned, helped you guys to a sixth-place finish in your first-ever appearance at the National Duels. He won a couple by pin against Mercyhurst and Fort Hays, had a major decision victory against number three McKendree's wrestler, and then the win over UNC Pembroke. So Donnie Negus with a weekend that gets some recognition by the RMAC for his outstanding time in Louisville.
You know, Donnie's wrestling real well, and, you know, he's came off a great year of being an All-American for us last year, and, you know, obviously our highest placer right now, and, you know, kind of riding on him a little bit. He's, you know, in his sixth year, and one of those older guys that you kind of, you know, put on the old man program a little bit sometimes, and, have him do some different things. Don't run him like you do some of the other guys in that, and he's doing real well. And the one match that he lost, he wrestled the number one ranked kid in the country, and really wrestled him well. Wound up losing 2-1, and had our shots there, but wrestled him super well, and real proud of Donnie, and he definitely deserved our MAC Wrestler of the Week for sure.
Chuck Pfeiffer, coach of the CMU men's wrestling team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And then you had some of your wrestlers that didn't go to the duels out in Louisville that went to the Western Colorado Open up in Gunnison. And tell us about that a little bit. Some of those guys got a chance to compete up in Gunnison.
You know, it's a good open that Western hosts there on that Friday. A bunch of our young guys, some backup guys and all that, wrestled in that. And, got a couple winners, some redshirt kids. You know, Braden Baumgartner and Oren Huff both won the tournament. So super proud of those guys going up there and getting some matches in. And then we also had some guys out in Kentucky. They actually ran an open along with the duels. And, we had, three placers out there with Dylan Ranieri placed second. Cash Anderson won the tournament. And then also Ben Roebuck placed in the top six there. So, you know, it was a good weekend of wrestling for us, and the guys really, really wrestled well. I mean, just, you know, any guy that was healthy and able to wrestle could have wrestled that weekend for sure.
Chuck Pfeiffer, coach of the Maverick men's wrestling team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And now for Maverick fans, a chance to watch your wrestling team on the mats over Brownson Arena coming up tomorrow night at San Francisco State, and then Shadron State on Friday. So, Chuck, let's start out with San Francisco State. Give us some insight into that team that you'll face tomorrow.
You know, San Francisco, you know, obviously they didn't wrestle at all last year. So, you know, he's kind of in a rebuilding phase right now and doing a good job. Jason Welch, actually All-American for Northwestern. Is coaching that team, is doing a great job there. And his kids look good and everything. But like I said, they're kind of on a rebuilding year. Last year they were completely out of competition and that. So that'll be a good duel starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And looking forward to wrestling them. And then, you know, we've got Shadron with a double duel on Friday evening. The women will wrestle at 5:30, and we'll wrestle at 6:30. So looking forward to that as well.
A chance to watch both Maverick wrestling teams Friday over at Brownson Arena. And then, of course, we'll talk more about it when we get closer. But January 27th, CSU Pueblo, the Bank of Colorado battle in Brownson, always one of those matches that you mark on your calendar for the Maverick wrestling team. Always a great environment when it's the battle in Brownson.
You bet. It'll be great. And, you know, always love to bring, my alma mater in here for that duel. And it's a good atmosphere for sure. And looking forward to it. Pueblo's wrestling pretty well right now. And definitely looking forward to that duel. And should have a great crowd for that. I mean, it always is. And really looking forward to it.